This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Although he was not a household name in Vermont, Paul Bruhn probably did more to have an impact on the landscape of Vermont than any other person. In 1980, Bruhn became the first executive director of the Preservation Trust of Vermont, and he served in this capacity until his death roughly 2 weeks ago. So why was the work of the Preservation Trust so important, and what has it meant to the state of Vermont? With us right now to take a look at these questions is former VPR commentator Tom Slayton. Tom was also the editor of Vermont Life for 22 years and knows the history of the state about as well as anybody. Tom, we really appreciate you coming by.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's go back to 1980 and see what was happening in Vermont. There was enormous growth in this state in the late 1960s and throughout the 1970s. Did we see development pressures beginning to have an impact in some parts of the state and some threats to historically important buildings?
I think what was happening about that time was twofold. One, we were seeing more development in certain areas. Strip development was happening in South Burlington, along the Barrie-Montpelier Road, along Route 5 in Lindenville, other places down in Brattleboro. And people began to be worried about that. At the same time, downtowns were losing their vitality because, for a variety of reasons, but primarily because the buildings that people treasured had begun to get run down.
In an interview with VPR's Mitch Wortlieb on the 25th anniversary of the Preservation Trust of Vermont, Paul recalled that when the trust was originally formed in 1980, the idea was to provide local preservation groups with the support of a statewide organization. And here's how he put it.
There were a group of people that were meeting regularly and lamenting the fact that there was not a statewide preservation organization available to help local preservation efforts. I mean, this work really happens at the community level, and the idea was to try to form an organization at the statewide level that would provide support for this multitude of local preservation efforts.
That approach was really important. It recognized that these preservation efforts needed to have strong local support to be successful.
Yes, Paul was a master at working with local communities. And he, you know, his personality was warm, witty, friendly. And so he was able to work with just about anybody, work across the aisle with both Democrats and Republicans. He was close to Pat Leahy. He was Leahy's first AA. But he could work with anybody, and he would go into a local community and find out what they felt was important and then work with them to rebuild a building or gut it and make it new again somehow. He just had a knack of getting to know people and working with them cooperatively. He worked very closely with the Vermont Council on Rural Development, and that's a community organization too.
So where do you think his love for historic preservation came from? Do you have any idea?
I think he just loved Vermont, and he realized that the historic buildings that constitute Vermont's downtowns, the red barns that dot the landscape, are important signatures of what Vermont is about. And he got very early on, he got the insight that our brand is our landscape, our working landscape, which includes not only fields and forests, but vital downtowns and villages.
You know, some people view historic preservation as a way to make sure things don't change too much. Let's hold on to life as it was. But that really wasn't his philosophy, was it?
No, absolutely not. He wasn't interested in putting Vermont under glass and preserving it as a museum. He saw these projects as revitalizing downtowns and stimulating economic activity. He was very, very much pro-development as long as it was local and downtown development.
And so he saw a link between historic preservation and economic efforts?
Absolutely. A direct link.
You know, one of the brilliant things about Paul is that he saw how a small project could have an enormous impact on an entire community. And here he is talking again to Mitch Wertlieb about efforts to restore a church steeple in Brandon.
And that's that symbol as you drive down Route 7 south into Brandon. It's the first part of Brandon that you see of this very inspiring spire reaching above the tree line. Saving that spire, reconstructing that spire, was a very important first step in the efforts in Brandon. It gave people a sense that they could really succeed and really accomplish things. They could change things in the community for the better. And then that led to a whole series of other initiatives in the community.
Tom, the Brandon Project was just one of many that the Preservation Trust of Vermont worked on. What are a few of the others, and what kind of significance did they have on their communities?
Well, the one I think about right away, because I used to live in North Shrewsbury years and years ago, was Pierce's store in North Shrewsbury. And the Pierce family ran that for many, many years, and gradually they became older and couldn't run it anymore. And Paul saw that this was the heart of the North Shrewsbury, the little hamlet of North Shrewsbury. And so he organized an effort to run that store as a co-op. And he actually organized bringing people from Shrewsbury up to the Adamant Co-op in this area in central Vermont, because that's a very successful, small, local co-op that's essentially a grocery store. And he was able to transfer that experience down to North Shrewsbury, and the store is operating today, and it's a vital part of the community. Another one I think of is the Barnard General Store, which is right in downtown Barnard and has struggled off and on. He wanted to keep that vital. There, you know, general stores are, like everything else in Vermont, are changing, but they're a vital part of what makes Vermont go.
He also did a lot of work to help preserve some town halls around the state, didn't he?
Absolutely. Other important buildings, the Latches Theater in downtown Brattleboro and the Wilder Block, both those are vital to what has become a very lively downtown Brattleboro. In North Hero, the town hall, he helped restore the North Hero town hall. And again, it wasn't just Paul doing it. He called it a team sport, and he would energize the local community, and they would do most of the work, really.
And he really saw that the vitality of a community was linked to that community having a sense of itself. And it was so important to keep that sense if it was going to flourish in the future.
Absolutely. He had a genius for finding places after, I think it was after Irene wrecked most of Vermont. He saw that Dot's Restaurant in downtown Wilmington was a vital place where people needed to get together to exchange information. And it had been closed down by the floods. And so he worked with the people in Wilmington to restore Dot's Restaurant. A much bigger example was one of his early triumphs was the Church Street Marketplace. He was one of the fathers of the downtown Church Street Marketplace, and that, as we know, as anybody who visits Burlington today, is the heart of Burlington's downtown and very, very lively.
Another good example of Paul's economic philosophy was how he dealt with Walmart in the 1990s. Vermont was the only state in the country that didn't have a Walmart, and they were looking at a couple of different locations around the state. Now, before VPR had Vermont Edition, we had a program known as Switchboard, and I was one of the hosts from 1993 to 2007. One night, we had Paul on with the marketing director of Walmart, who joined us from corporate headquarters in Arkansas. And Paul told this person that Preservation Trust of Vermont would support Walmart if they chose a site in downtown Rutland. And the person at Walmart said, "Let me get this straight. if we select a site in downtown Rutland, your organization won't fight that decision. In fact, you're going to actively support it. And Paul said, you got that exactly right. And the person from Walmart said, you got a deal. It was amazing to be a bystander to watch that very important conversation, but it said a lot about Paul Bruhn.
Absolutely, and it keyed into one of the main important parts of his philosophy, which is downtown, downtown, downtown. He didn't oppose Walmart per se, because he knew that there are people who need to shop at Walmart, who want to shop at Walmart. He just didn't want it to be on the outskirts of town, drawing economic life out of the downtown. So when he got Walmart to agree to be in downtown Rutland, that was a major triumph, and it had a spinoff effect with Ace Hardware and some other companies that suddenly said, you know, downtowns are actually pretty cool.
How do you think Vermont would be different today if Paul Bruhn hadn't done his work?
I think it would be a much less attractive place. I think we would see a lot more strip development, and we would probably have more dying downtowns. I've traveled through, as part of my work with Vermont Life years ago, I traveled through Texas and Oklahoma, and we saw towns that were just ghost towns, you know, dusty storefronts, nothing going on downtown, and all the economic activity was around the interstates that surrounded the town. We went to a place called Kerrville, Texas, and historic downtown Kerrville, Texas was dead. But, you know, all the highways around it were buzzing with chain fast food shops and chain supermarkets, and there was no Kerrville. What happens when that happens is that a place loses its distinctiveness. Vermont is known for being very distinctive, very beautiful, very rural, and I think we would be less distinctive, less beautiful, and less rural had Paul not devoted his career to what he did.
Tom Slayton, many thanks for coming by and discussing how Paul Bruhn had such an impact on the landscape of Vermont.
It's my pleasure.
I also want to mention that Senator Patrick Leahy has announced that a national grant program dedicated to the rehabilitation of historic properties and the preservation of community resources has now been named, quote, the Paul Bruhn Historic Revitalization Grants Program, another fitting honor for Paul Bruhn.